Let us just go over the sugya and daf chav zayin amid beis to get into the swing of the sugya and to understand the difference between the two lashonos. We just learned the Gemara from the top of the Omed, Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shesidera Samaroche Chayiv. That a Zor that was Masada the Atzai Maroche is Chayiv Misa. Ketzet hu oisa perka v'choyza v'soidro, if you want to be misakin the maroche, he takes it apart, and then the misadre it again. So the Gemara da Havamina held that the Zor alone is misadre it. Is Maya Hanilei, what does he accomplish? He can have a sidor ayidei Zor. Ela perka Zor, he wants to tell us that the Zor can be mefarik, that is not considered a hascholos hasidor, v'soidro koyim. Maskif lo Rab Zeire. So Rab Zeire est akashe an Rab Yochanan, v'chiyesh lecho avoide shekshayra balaylo opsula bezor. Where do we find an avoide gerua that is kosher balaylo, sidra maroch is kosher balaylo, opsula bezor, and azor is chayev misa? We never find that azor is chayev misa and an avoide gerua. Trek de gemore veloi. So that means Rab Zeir assumed that an avodah slayla is an avodah grua, and therefore there's no chiyev misa on an avodah grua. But ayvarim updorim is also an avodah slayla. But afal pikein, we learned in that chav dalid that there's a chiyev misa on azor and haktoras ayvarim updorim. So the Gemara answers soif avodah diyamami. Now ayvarim updorim is not an avodas laila, it's really an avodas yoim, that's nimshach lalaila. So memele, so that's why there's a chiyev misa. The rei trumas hadeshen, the gmores trumas hadeshen is also avodas laila. We hear on daf chav dalet, the machlokes Rav and Levi, if there's a chiyev misa on trumas hadeshen, according to Levi there's a chiyev misa, according to Rav there's no chiyev misa because of a different reason, because you need avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk, aber weiss doch ois be'etzem, there should be a chiyev misa, even though it is an avodas laila. So the Gemara answers, tchilas avodas diyamamehi. No, trumas hadeshen is not considered avodas laila, this is called tchilas avodas diyamamehi. The Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kidesh yodov l'trumas hadeshen, the shaila is why, if Trumas Hadeshen is considered Tchilas Avoide, so what about the Sidur Maroche, which is after the Trumas Hadeshen, why isn't that called Tchilas Avoide Diyoim? The Rishash asks the Kasha, and the Rishash seems to say there's only a Chomer by Mamish, the first Avoidus Hayoim. Like the Mo will say later, by Shchita. But anything else later, since that's not the Tchil of the Avoidus Hayoim, and it's Balayla, so it doesn't have the Cheshivas of Trumas Hadeshen. So we're back to the Kasha of Rab Zeire. So it doesn't have the Maila, Sidra Marocha does not have the Maila of Avodas Hayoim, it's an Avodas Halayla, and where do we find that Azor is Chayev Misa and Avodas Laila? Frag the Gemara Ve'elo Kasha, so it's like a good Kasha, what is Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan? And for the Gemara, Elo ki Itma Ochi Itma. You're right, it's a Meredike Kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan never said that statement. Rabbi Yochanan said a different statement. Amar Abbasim Rabbi Yochanan, Zor shesider shnei gzirei eitzim chayev. A zor that was mesada the shnei gzirei eitzim. No, the shnei gzirei eitzim, that's an avodas hayoim. Because it says, baboike, baboike, that's an avodas hayoim. No, avodas hayoim, that's an avodas chshuva, therefore a zor is chayev misa. Hoyol ba avodas yoimi. So if I care, that was the nusach of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was nochis to this svara of Rab Zeira, then Avodas Laila, there's no Chiyev Misa, but Azor is Chiyev Misa, Azor Shasid Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Chiyev Misa, because this is an Avodas Hayoim. Maskif lo Rove, so Rove now asked the Kasha on Rab Yochanan, Elo Mi'ato, if Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is an Avodas Hayoim, Tiboyib and Nazores Chayev Misoleo. That's what you said. It's so Tiboyi Pious, so there should be a Din Pious on this. This is a Avodah Chashuva. There should be a Din Pious. So the Gemara answers, Ishtemitzei, Rava was unaware, Hodesanya Misha Zocha Betrumas Hadeshem, Zocha Besido Maroche, Ubesido Shnei Gzire Yetzim. That means that the vice eventually came out that you were zoicha to the seed of shnei gzireitzim ducha pius. The pius of trumas, the one who won the pius of trumas hadashin, he also was zoicha to the shnei gzireitzim. But al kaponim, you're right, it's navaydach shuve, azoras chayv misolov, and taki yezoicha through pius. Now the Gemara is going to delve on this yesod of Rove. Rove pounced on Rabbi Yochanan. That means that if you'll say that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim has these two milas, that it's an Avodas Hayoyim and a Zoras Chayiv Misoleo, so you should be Chayiv Pious, there should be a Din Pious, Lameimre, so it comes out you're saying that Avodas Hayoyim Boy Pious, Avodas Laila Lay Boy Pious. That was your kasha. Prei Evorim Upedorim, there's a din pious by Evorim Upedorim. Aye, it's Avodas Laila. And with the Gemara Seif Avodas Yomomi, as we had said before, it's called an Avodas Hayoyim that Nimshach Lalaila. Prei the Gemara Varei Trumas Hadeshem. Trumas Hadeshen is, we had in Taisvus about it, either the Shaila is, here the Gemara held maybe Trumas Hadeshen is considered an Avodas Laila, the beginning of the Sugya, the beginning of the Perek, there was one Mahalach in the Gemara that Trumas Hadeshen is considered Avodas Laila. We don't consider that it's called, that's a Schol of Avodas Hayoyim. So why is there a pious on Trumas Hadeshen? And Simo says, Mishamai Sishoya. There was a pious, we needed it. As the Gemara explained in the beginning, there was an umglik, therefore they needed a pious. Lememre, Davoides Yoim, again, let's go back to the statement of Rove. Davoides Yoim, Bishazor Chayvala Misa, Boy Pious. Einzor Chayvala Misa, Loy Boy Pious. So what is with Shchita? Shchita, there's a pious on Shchita. That was the second pious, Mishoichet. So the Gemara answer, Shaini Shchita de Tchilas Avoide. Shchita, even though Ein Zor Chayv Olamisa, but since it's the Tchila of the Avoides, which Zor is Chayov Olamisa, so it has the din of those later Avoides. Therefore, it's royal pious. Omar mal zutra vitema ravashi, v'anan loitanan hochi. It comes out that Ravasim Rabbi Yechanan said, there's a chiev misa of azor and sido shnei gzirei eitzim, because shnei gzirei eitzim is avodas hayoyim. So mal zutra esta kashe, it's not true. We learned in the Mishnah, Omalama Mamune, Tzu Ru'u Megiyaz Man Ashchita. That they told that a Kohen should go up on the roof, on the Chayma, to be Mevarer, if Megiyaz Man Ashchita, Zman Ashchita starts by Yoim, and they needed this bir, Be'ilu Zman Shneig Zireyetzim, like Tony. Vaistois, this bir was only necessary when there was negei the shchita. Now, if you're telling me that the seder shnei gziri eitzim also needs yoim, so the Mishnah should have mentioned shnei gziri eitzim. That the Mishnah should have mentioned this, that we need a biro of yoim by shnei gziri eitzim. So lacher it's a raya that it's not called avodas hayoim; it's avodas halayla. Now the pasuk says baboike baboike. So see later Taisu says Fakel, since it mentions two times boike, is ten boike la boikei, and take it does not really mean boike. The chiyuv they didn't see the Shnei Gzereitim is before Alois HaShachar. So the Gemara answers, it's now Raya. Hach the Leslei Takanta Ktoni. Bemison, Shnei Gzereitim also needs Yoim. But the bureau of sending someone on the roof to be Mevara 100% of its Yoim, this is only necessary by the Shechita. Because if you're going to Shech the Tomit before Yoim, so you'll pass all the Tomit. So it's less like Takante. So therefore, before they shechted the Tomid, they wanted to make sure it's really Yoim. So therefore, they sent a Shliach to be Mevarah this. Hach the Isla Takante, but see the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, what'll be if there'll be Mesada, the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, under the impression that it's Yoim. And then later they'll find out that it's Laila, so they'll Mesada it again. So Memele, it's not a calamity. If they're making a mistake, Bishas, the first Siddur, and it is Taka, and they're under the impression that Shem is really Laila. So therefore, they were not Matzrech, this Birul, to go up onto the roof, to be Mevara 100% at its Shem. Ach, the Isla, Takanta, like Tony. Therefore, it was not necessary to send the Shliach to be Mevara of its Shem, the Gabi Siddur Shnei Gzereitim. This is the first oifen in the sugya, so the kitzah we had a memre of Rabbi Yochanan. We started off with a memre that a zor that was mesada atzei amaroche is chayev mise. We had a pirche of Rabzeire, that Rabzeire asked hakli bi chayev mise, the sidar amaroche is an avodas laila, and you're not chayev mise, an avodas laila. Because of this kasha, the Gemara is chayzer, that Rabbi Yochanan never said that Tzidar HaMaroch Azor is chayev misa. Rabbi Yochanan said that Azor is chayev misa and Tzidar Shnei Gzirei Eitzrim, and this is Taka Avodas Hayoyim. The Ika Da Amri. But now we have a different mahalach, what Rabbi Zeira's kasha was. Maskif lo Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira asked a different kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Yesh locha avoido, sheyesh achreo avoide, upsula. Is there an avoide? He asked a different kasha. Vika da amri, maskiv lo rabzeire. Rabzeire asked a different kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Yesh locha avoido, sheyesh achreo avoido, upsula bezor. Rabbi Zeira asked a different kasha. We had learned on Daf Chav Dalet that one of the tnoim of an avoide that a zor is chayev mise is dafke b'avatam. You need an avoide tama, an avoide which is a gemar, which is a gemar avoide, avoide sheyesh acher avoide. Such an avoide is no chayev mise. So the Ikad Amri says Rabbi Zeira asked a different kasha. Rabbi Zeira asked Akasha that how could Rabbi Yochanan say that a zor is chayv on Sidur HaMaroche? Sidur HaMaroche is not the Gemar Sidur. First you're Mesada Datsay Maroche, then afterwards there's another Sidur. There's a Sidur of Shnei Gzirei Yaitzim. So Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yochanan, so how could a zor be chayv on Sidur HaMaroche? It's not an avoda tamei. Yesh lecho avoda, sheyesh acher avoda, upsul zor. Fregte Gemore, vrei Eivorim upedorim. What's with Eivorim upedorim? Now, looking at this kasha at first glance, and look at the teretz, the Gemore answers, Seif avoide the Yamomehi. Now, this kasha would be very nice, and was nice, on the first lashon of Rab Zeira. The first lashon of Rab Zeira asked a kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan, how could you be chayev mise to avodas laila? The Gemara asked the kasha v'rei evorim v'pedorim, which is also avodas laila on your chayev mise. And the Gemara answered, no, it's not avodas laila, soif avoda d'yamomi. So this kasha was very good according to the first lashon. According to the second lashon, Rabbi Zeira is asking a different kasha. He's asking a kasha that it's not an avoda tameh. because after this Siddur, there's another Siddur. So what is the kasha? Evorim u'pdorim. Evorim u'pdorim is avodah tamah. So we'll see soon. Achlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So when the Gemara answers seif avodah d'yamumi, so we don't understand the kasha. We don't understand the teretz. Let's go a little further. V'rei trumas hadeshen. Now trumas hadeshen is also very modern. If the kasha would be yoni chayev misanan avodah yoyim, so trumas hadeshen is avodah slaylo. But here he's asking a different kasha. You shouldn't be chayev misa because it's not an avodah tameh. So trumas hadeshen is an avodah tameh. The Gemara answers tchilas avodah d'yamumi. Damar Rabbi Yochanan kiddush yodav l'trumas hadeshen l'mochen nitzorech l'kaddish shekvar kiddush mitchilas avodah. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says sheyesh achreho sidur avodah. After this Siddur, this isn't the Gemar Avoidus HaSiddur. There's another Siddur, Siddur Shnei Gzirim. Upsula Bezor Lischayev Misa. So where do we find such a thing that is a Chayev Misa if it's not an Avoidus Tamer? V'rei Eivorim Updorim, so Rashi says, Loi Garsinin Lekulei Hargirsa Deivorim Ede Trumas Adeshen Hoche. So this Kasha does not belong here at all. Dokminin Lohu, this is mentioned. There are four avoides, which are zores chayiv misa according to everyone. Dok minin lohu legabi pluktayu deravalevi ba avoide she'enache avoide. These are from the four avoides she'enache avoide. There's no avoide after haktore. In Trumas Hadeshen is a different machlokes Rav and Levi. If you need avoid the smatana, avoid the siluk, but al kaponim it seems that the zikr is avoid the shenach avoid. So memele, so what kind of kash is this on Rab Zeire from Evorim Abdorim? So Rashi says vagav shitve deriyete girsa de la el de lishnekame de Rab Zeire. That means the first lashon of Rab Zeire was speaking about. Rabbi Zeire mentioned you need an avodas yoyim, and that there was a kasha who says you need an avodas yoyim. We find that Evorim Pdorim is chayiv, Trumas Hadeshen is chayiv, but so memele, so then it was a good kasha. So agav shitve de rehite de girsa de lel de lishna kamet Rabbi Zeire hode vegarsinu belishna basra. So by mistake this was brought in this kasha Rabbi Zeire belishna basra, but this is a mistake. V'hochi garsinin, yesh lecho avoyde sheshecha avoyde psula bezo. That was the kasha, and we finished. The Rabbi is asking a merdike kasha. Ele yitmar, so not a gemore. This is a kasha. Rabbi Zeir is a bomba of a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, how could azor be chayiv by sidur amaroch? It's not a gemara avoyde. Ele yitmar, hochi yitmar. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Zor shesider shnei gzirei eitzim chayev hoyil va'avoida tamahi. So the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon, the vailas, we're coming to the same conclusion. We came to the conclusion due to a kashav Rab Zeire, but the only difference is what was the kashav Rab Zeire? According to the first lashon, the kashav Rab Zeire was Rabbi Yochanan could not have said sider atzim eroche because of the avoidus lailo. Now, according to the second kasha, Rab Zeir is the kasha, he can't say Sidr Atzei Amaroche because it's not an avodah tameh. The Gemara comes to the same teretz, no, Rab Yochanan Taka never said by Sidr Atzei Amaroche that the Zohar is chayiv. Rab Yochanan only said by Sidr Shnei Gzir Yeitzim, which Lamais is an avodah siyoim, according to the first lashon. And according to the second lashon, it's an avodah tameh. Maskif Lorovo. Now again we have Rav's kasha. Rav is asking a kasha, but now we have to dance with the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. As Rabbi Yochanan had said that why is a zor chayev misa? Because it is an avoido tamo. That's why a zor is chayev misa. Maskif lo Rav, so Rav said, "Es elam yato tibor pais." Say bezoy, if it's an avoid tame, it should have pious. Frag the gemore voloi boy pious, vosanya misha zoche betrumas adeshen, yiske besidu shneg zire yaitzim. So before, in the first Lashon, when the Gemara asked us on Rava, the Gemara said, oh, ish shemitzei Rava hai bereis. He didn't know that lemaise yuzoiche, the sidur shnei gzirei etzim with a pious also. But according to the second Lashon, here the Gemara does understand Rava's kashe. Rava knew of the bereise. Hochi koma yefaisu lo bifnei atzmo. Yefaisalo bifnei atzmo. That Rava means to ask a different kasha. Since, we'll see in Taisus a bissel klara, that since this is an avoida tamo, that means this is, we'll see, it's an amoyredik avoida tamo over here, so therefore Rava knew that you're zoiche through the shnei gziri eitzim, which is a package deal, you're zoiche through mesadesh and see the amarocha shnei gziri eitzim, but Rava asked a kasha, listen, the Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is an Avoida Tamo. Such an Avoida Tamo is deserving of a pious Bifnei Atzmo. Yochi Komo. Yefaisu Lo Bifnei Atzmo. Here in the second Lashon, Rav is asking Akasha, there should be a separate pious on the Siddur of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Now, what is the teretz to this Kasha? So, Kidamrina. Kedamrina. What is Shat Kedamrina? So the Rabbeinu Chananu and the Rashash, see Taisus has a different girsa, a different malach, this whole Gemara. But the Rabbeinu Chananu and the Rashash says, you're right, that theoretically, we should really make a special, a miyuchadik, a pious for Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Why don't we make such a pious? Because in the beginning of the Perek, we said as follows, that they had made a pious for Trumas Adeshin, but since it was difficult to wake up in the morning, so Kolzman, there wasn't a pious for Trumas Adeshin, we had people waking up under the assumption that in running on the Kevesh, they'll be able to win the Schus to make Trumas Adeshin. But now that we said there has to be a pious, so not too many people had an incentive to wake up. So in order to give people incentive to wake up for the Trumas Adeshin, we had to make a package deal. We had to add on to the Trumas Adeshin, the Siddur Atzei Emarochen, the Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Kedamrina, that means Rava, yes, a very good kasha, and theoretically 100% right, but because of practical purposes, we are unable to make a special pious for Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. But now the Gemara is going to go back on Rava's Kasha. He says, Rava asked a Kasha that he should deserve a besondere pious because it is an Avoda Tama, v'zor chayev ala misa. L'meimre da Avoda Tama, v'zor chayev ala misa, boi pious. Ein zor chayev ala misa, loi boi pious. Berei Shchite, Azor is not chayev ala misa, and is a pious on Shchite. How does this stem with Rava's klolim? Most Hashani Shchite the Tchilas avoided the Yomami. Frag the Gemara, Ula Meimre, davoide tama boi pious. So the Gemara asks again on Rava. Rava said that an avoide tama needs pious. That was the kasha elam miyato, avoid the sheshecha, avoid the loy boy pious. Breivorim updorim. Now here again is very schwer. What's the problem, Breivorim updorim? Breivorim updorim is a pious because it is the avoid the shein achre avoid it. So the more answer safe, avoid the yamami. Again, this is only a pshat in the first lashon that Rabbi Yochanan had said is a chiyev misa and siddur shnei gzirei eitzim because it's an avodas hayoyim. And Rava said, elo miyato, there should be a chiyev pious. So we saw from Rava that there's a chiyev pious tafke by avodas hayoyim, so can ask a kasha, there's a pious by avodas hayoyim, which is avodas halayla, we answer safe avodas yomami. But according to the second Lashon, that Rabbi Yochanan had said there's a chiyev misa because it's an avoda tamo, so what's the kasha v'ivorim upadorim, and what's the teretz? It's like an avoda tamo, the more answer safe avoda diyamomi. Harei trumas adeshen, mishumaisi shahoyo. So again, so Rashi says that this is also a mistake. Let us see what Rashi says. This was the Lashon of Rove. This was the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. The Sholim lay Siddur. This ends the Siddur. He had the Siddur Amarochen. The Gemar of the Siddur is the Siddur Shnei Gzirei Yitzchak. Lememre da avoy da tama boy pais ad mishumai she shahoyo loy garsinen. Again, Rashi is moichikit because it doesn't make sense. We're speaking about the yisod of avoy da tama. That is why it is a chiyav mise, and that's the chshivis. So you can't ask any kashas from pedorim, peivor, evor mo pedorim, and trumas hadesh, and they're also an avoy da tama. So Rashi is moichik this also. Again, this is a repetition of the previous Lashon. The previous Lashon, there was a mokim for it, because there the criteria was Avodas Hayoyim. But now, according to this Lashon, that the criteria is Avodas Tameh, so all these kashas automatically fall away. Omar Mar Zutra Vitei Maravashi Afanan Namitanina Araye to this member of Rabbi Yochanan. A raya to the member of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, according to this lashon, we have a raya. Omalam amamud netzuru migiyaz man shrit bilus man sidur shnich sidur gzirei eitzim loiktoni. It did not say in the Mishnah that they have to be mevarer if this man of sidur gzirei eitzim came. Let us see what Rashi says. Afana nami tanina, the sidr gzirim avoide tamei ke rabbi yechenen, udaloi ke rav olevi, udaloi monolo ba avoide shizor chayev oleho, mishum diyesh achreo sidr reivorim, and afchov daledom et beiz rav and levi hold that there's only four avoides, or trumas hadesh, and also according to levi, that is achiev misa by azor. But Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim they don't hold, because they hold after this, that this is not the Gmar Avodas HaSidur. After this, first you have Sidur Atzei Maroche, then you have Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and then you have the Sidur Nischei Ha'Oilo. They put that in Mesadur, the Nisochim of the Tomit afterwards on the Atzei Maroche and the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. That's the Gmar Avodas HaSidur. That's what they hold. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said nitazai. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Gemar Avodas HaSidur, the Gemar Avodas HaSidur ends with the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. The Sidur of the Nischei of the Tomid is not a continuation of the Avodas HaSidur. Now, what is taket the Lomdes of Rabbi Yochanan? So let us see the next Rashi. Ve'iluz man shnei gzirim loiktoni. Alma avoidas lailohi. That shnei gzirim is avoidas laila. Vuhu gemar sidur maroche. That means in the laila, there are two stages of the sidur hamaroche. First you're mesada da atzei hamaroche. And then afterwards, there's the sidur shnei gzirei eitzim. And that's an avodas laila. By yom that you misader the nischei ha'oila, the nisochim from the oila, that is a different avodin gans. That's a different zman. That's an avodas hayoyim. But the gemar of the zabezunder avoda of sidur ha'etzim, which ends with the sidur of the shnei gzirei ha'etzim, and this ends balaila. So alma, and that is the only reason that Rabbi Yochanan calls it an avodah tamah. So now we see something very interesting. We had two lashonis in the Gemara why Rabbi Yochanan held azor is chayiv, but by emison it's two stiridical lashonis. The first lashon held that the criteria was avodah shoyim, azor is only chayiv misa avodah shoyim. The second lashon held the only reason Azor is chayiv because it's an avodah tamah, and in order to say it's an avodah tamah, you have to say it's an avodah slayla. Vilus man shnei gzirim loitoni. Let us see Rashi. Alma avodas laylahi. So we see that you don't have to be mevara. You don't have to be mevara when that it's yoyim legabi the sidur shnei gzirei eitzim because it's avodah slayla. And therefore, v'hu gemar sidor ma'sidor maroche. This is the gemar of the sidor maroche. V'sidor ha'ivorim, and the sidor ha'ivorim, shehu avoides yoin, that's chilas avoida acheres, that's a different avoida. V'loi gemar sidor ha'maroche. This is not the gemar sidor ha'maroche, this is ba'yoin. That, the avoida sidor ha'itzim is ba'layla. So in Mela we have an often a raya to the second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan that sidur shnei gzirei eitzim is an avoidas lailo, and therefore it's an avoida tamo, and therefore it was not necessary to be mevara that it's yoim. And for the Gemara, it's no raya. Hark, the less lo takanta ktoni, hark, this lo takanta like ktoni. Could be it's an avoidas yoim. No, they were not mechuyev to be mevara. If it's yoim or not, because if they made a mistake, they could do it over again. They'll be mesado shegiya yoim again. The atzay the shnei gzirei eitzim. This is the sugyas agamore according to Rashi, and Rashi only got through the sugya by being moichik half of an omud. That's what Rashi did. Now let us see Taisvis. Taisvis goes through the Sugya Mamish with a different Mahalach. And Taisvis is Miyashev the Girsa. Ika da Amri Maskif lo Rabbi Zeira. Nira Lila Forich. I want to explain the Adela Elkoi. This is going on the Memre before. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Zor shesider es hamaroche chayiv. Va'akshi lei Rabbi Zeire, the first lotion, Rabbi Yochanan said, Zor, that is msadat smeroche yechayiv. Akshi lei Rabbi Zeire, yesh la avoida shekshayra belaylo psula bezor. Va'ashto koma, now the Gemara says, Ike do omri, do hochi akshi lei Rabbi Zeire. And that previous memre of Rabbi Yochanan, that Azor is chayev by Sidr Amaroche, Rabbi Zeira asked a different kasha. V'chi yesh locha avoide, sheish achre avoide. Ki ho, sheyesh achre Sidr shnei gzirin. Upsulo bezor. Umetame ha-gmore ha-tkafte de Rabbi Zeira. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Zeira's kasha. V'loi. So I said, Rabbi Zeira, what are you asking? You're asking that since there's still Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, so Sidr Amaroche is not considered an Avoide Tamer. Frag the Gemara, Varei Eivorem Perish, Otu Kol Ki Hai Gavne. Do you mean to say anything similar to Atzei Amaroche in Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is not considered an Avoide Tame? Lav Avoide Tame, Arei Eivorim Upedorim. Now what's the Kasha of Eivorim Upedorim? The Afal Gav, you know, it's also not an Avoide, according to your, according to your Lomdes, Eivorim Upedorim also shouldn't be Chayev Misa. Why? The Aval Gav, the Yesh Achreyem Trumas Hadeshet. That means the Avoida of Eivorim Upedorim is to make from the Bsar HaKorban to make it ashes. But after we make it ashes, we're finished. That's not the Gemar Avoida. After we make it ashes, now we have an avoida of trumas hadeshen that we're meirim a chelik of the deshen, and we put it next to the kevish. So the gemar avoidas hadeshen, this is also an avoida which continues. The aktores evorim updorim is a process of making deshen, but that's not the gemar avoida. The Gemar Avoid is after you made the Deshin, you're Teirim the Deshin. The Aval Gav, the Yesh Achreim, Trumis HaDeshin. Shehiz Kuki Le'ikol Eivorim Apdorim. That means you can't have the Mitzvah of Trumis HaDeshin before the Ikol. Kedach Siv, Hi Ha'oilo Al Moikdo, Da'ayno Eivorim Apdorim. This has to be burned. וכסיב בעשרי, after it was burned, that בהירים הסדשן שתויכו לא איש עשוי לו. It's alma af al gav, the trumas ha-deshen skukolo, it means the deshen, the avoides of haktores eivorim updorim, we need afterwards trumas ha-deshen. U-gemar avoides ikol eivorim hi, and this is the gemar of the avoid of the ikol eivorim, afilu hochi chashiva avoide tame, v'zor chayev ole, anazor es chayev. So now the Gemara all of a sudden came in with a new ha'ore that l'chayre evom apodorim azor shouldn't be chay because there's trumas adeshen afterwards. So why take is azor chay? So akochach daf men zogim, the reason is as follows. Kiven de evorim apodorim zmanom maschil mi ba'oid yoim. Since the zman aktore of evom apodorim is ba'yoim, the iboy maktulu esmo, and if he wants to, he could be makta everything by yoyim. Iboy maktulu balayla, if he wants to, he could be makta at night. But al kaponim, it is possible that the avoide of aktores evorim of dorim could be by yoyim. Utrumas hadeshen, zman no eina elo balayla. Zman, the zman of trumas hadeshen is only at night. Kidom alel kol alayla vaherim. So because it is possible that these two avoides could be in two zmanim, it's possible to make the avoide of aktores evorim b'ptorim b'yoyim, and the avoide of the trumas adeshen zicha b'layla. So since it is possible that the avoides could be in two zmanim, so therefore it is considered already an avoide tamo. We do not consider the avoid of Trumas Adeshen a continuation of the Evorim Updorim, since it could be in another Zman. Even though it could be in the same Zman, but since it could be in another Zman, so that is a proof of the pudding that these are two separate avoidis and one is not a continuation of the other. Iskoshkein, Sidur Maroche, Kiven dismano rak balaylo, kedersiv al moigdo ala mizbeach kol alaylo. See, the atzem eroch is only at night. I mean, no, nafkel on the kama begimul sidu maroch, usidu shnei gzirei eitzim lehave ele biyamomim. Kedersiv al biyalekim eitzim ba boiker, I mean, no, nafkel on the kama begimul sidu shnei gzirei eitzim dafka voidish yoim. No, so see the shnei gzirim is memele. Soi bazoi, since we see that the avoide of the sidur atzei maroche and the avoide of the sidur shnei gzirim are bedavkin two different zmanim, so that's here called an avoide tame. And the Gemara is proving it from eivorim updorim. Eivorim updorim with trumas adeshen, which theoretically is also one avoide in deshen. First you make the deshen, then you make him the deshen. Afal pikein. Since it is not muchach to be in the same zman. Eivorim updorim could be by yom, the trumas adeshen has to be by laila. So that gufim makes eivorim updorim avoide tamo. So memele. Sidur atzei maroche, which is davke balaylo, and sidur shnei gzirei eitzim, which is davke b'yom, it's zicha called an avoide tame. So the Gemara is asking Abzeira, what's your kasha avoide tame? Sidur amaroche is an avoide tame, and the Gemara is proving it from eivorim upedor. Ay, when is it not avoide tame? The davke avoide siyoim. If you have in the same day two avoides, which, so then, loichosh if tamo, ki goin kabola vahiloche, sheyesh achreo zrike ziche, you have to make everything in the same day. So then we say that one is a continuation of the other, and therefore kabola vahiloche is not an avoide tamo. Ve'idi vidi avoide shoyim nino, aval chode balaylo, v'chode b'ayoyim, neima shapir d'avoide tamei. So now, according to Tosfos, at mamash lichtike machter sugye, Rei Oivorim Upedorim. Now we hear what the Kasha is. The Kasha is, we see that that as long as they are in different Zmanim, that makes it an Avodah Tame. Umishani, and for the Gemara, Soif Avodah D'Yamam. What does that mean? How did that answer the Kasha? So the Gemara answered as follows. Loilam Sidur Maroche Lav Avodah Tame. No, Rav Zeira is a good Kasha. Sidur Maroch is not an Avodah Tame, given she is Shecher, Sidur Shnei Gzirim, Davi Gmar Sidur. No, there's no thing. It's a continuation, even though the different zmanim. This is the gemara of Avodas Hasidur. First you make Sidur Atzei Merocha, then you make Sidur Shnei Gzirim. That's called one big Avodah. That's called, it's a male, that's called Avodah Tamer. Ah, you prove to me, says Nishtazoi, that the different zmanim makes it an Avodah Tamer. The kashloch mevor mepdorim. Shani Yosam the Tumas Adeshan Loi Shaykhilo. Tumas Adeshan is not there's no Shaykhis at all with the Daktoris Evorma Pedorim. The Eino Gemar Avoido So Utveilo Lo. The other Rabbi, Haloas Evorim Atmo Tveilo Ligmar Avoidish Yoim Shilofonehoi. Means the Saif avoided the Imami. The Gemara says, no, this one avoided of Hakrovis Hakobin. The Hakrovis Hakobin is you make the Zriken and then you mak to the boss. That's the avoided. That is the complete avoided. The Trumas Hadeshin is not this is the Gemara of the avoided Hakrovis. Saif avoided the Imamu. This is the Gemara Hakrovis. Later what happens, Tumas Adeshin is no shaykhis whatsoever to the avoider of Aktoras Evorim of Pedorim. So therefore, so you don't have a kasha. He says, you wanted to build a yesod. That they wanted to prove that if they're in two zmanim, or it's possibly two zmanim, that Gufa makes it an avoider tameh. So the Gemara says, an echte ketog. If the etzim it's a continuation, it's a continuation. Two zmanim will not rectify this. No, Hebormo Pedorim is considered Avodah Tameh because that's the Gemar of the Avodah Sayyim. And Trumas Adeshin is no Shaykhis at all with this. Frag the Gemara, I'll bring you another Raya to my Yisod. That knows that the Shinui Hazmani makes it an Avodah Tameh. Verei Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin, according to Levi Yechayev Misa. So you have to say Trumas Adeshen is an Avodah Tameh. Ay, Sheyesh Acher Avodas Hitzos Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen is the beginning of the Hitzos. First you take out a little Deshen, and then later you goyma, you take out all the Deshen. Dechshiva Avodah L'Rabbi Yochanan Gufei. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Hitzos Adeshen is considered an Avodah. Aliba the Tanakama, the Rabbi Lezer, the Apostle, for Bali Mumin, according to the Kamer of Elazar, Itzos Adeshin needs a Bal Mumin's puzzle, you need Big De Kohune. So there's another Avoide after Trumas Adeshin. Afilohochi Zoch Haivale Lelevi, even though there's another Avoide, Afilohavale Potar, Elamishim Davoide Silico, Avalavoide Tama Mikri. I have here a kasha. Why are you chayiv on Trumas Adeshin? There's another avoda afterwards. It's Eitzo. What's the teretz? Ela al kol chachok, even the Trumas Adeshin davke balayla. Trumas Adeshin has to be at night. Itzo does not have to be at night. So Itzo could be by Yom also. Ikri shaper avoide tama. So forget. So now again, the Gemara is proving the previous point that even though be'etzem there is another avoide that comes after this avoide, but since the other avoide could be in another's man, we do not consider this a continuation of the first Avodah, and the first Avodah is considered an Avodah Tameh. Is Koshken Sidur Maroche Duhu Balayla Davke? So if you see that the possibility that they could be in different zmanim. Makes the first an avayde, avayde tame. Koshken sidu maroche du balayla davke, sidu maroche is davke balayla. And davke bayoim. Avayde tame, avogav di yeshacher sidu beis gzirim. Kivin du hu davke balayla. This is davke balayla. For davke be a moment, and this is davke be a moment. Omeshani, emfelte gemore, tchiles avoide di yemome. So now, what is pshat in this teretz? Kloima, hoitzo loishaychalo. The gemore is telling us that the hoitzoas adeshen has no shaychas at all with the mitzvah of tumas adeshen. Beloi gemar avoidosehi. The Trumas Adeshin, Hitchilus Avoidus Hayoim. This is the beginning of the Avoidus Hayoim. What does that mean? The Boilei Ovid Shum Avoidus Achel Avoidus Hayoim. He doesn't have to do anything after the Trumas Adeshin. He starts Avoidus Hayoim. The Itzoas Adeshin ain't Avoidus Bechol Yoim. The Itzoas Adeshin ain't Avoidus Bechol Yoim. Elok Shoy Yitzrichen. When there was a need of Itzoas Adeshin, then they made Itzoas Adeshin. Domepeg based the Tomit. By the regolim, they did not take out the deshim, neshu noil mizbeach, the tremendous tapuach. And that was the beauty of the mizbeach. Al koponim, we see from this that, so since many days can go by, without making Haitzos Hadeshin at all, so we see that Trumas Hadeshin is no shaykhas at all with Haitzos Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is the beginning of Avodas Hayoim. But the Haitzos Hadeshin, since it's not necessary b'chol yoim, so memele, so Haitzos Hadeshin is not at all a gmar of Trumas Hadeshin. Period. Some Meila. So now, let us see how Taisus Loim shot in the Gemara. So let us chaza over. 1 second. So Rabbi Zeirer asked Akasha. And Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that a Zor is Chayev Mise and Sidur Atzei Amaroche start an Avoide Tamen? Because they come Shnei Gzirei Eitzim afterwards. So the Gemara asked Akasha and Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire, who says this is not called Avodah Tameh? If Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Bayoim, and the Natzei Maroch is Balaylo, so that's Ichan Avodah Tameh. The Gemara wanted to prove it from Eivorim or Pedorim, that Akhtora could be Bayoim and Trumas Hadeshin is Balaylo, and that's why it's called an Avodah Tameh. The Gemara wanted to prove it from Trumas Hadeshin that has to be Balaylo and Eitzor could be Bayoim. The Gemara said, no, Eitzor is not the Gemara of Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is not the Gemara of Eivorim or Pedorim. So Memela, therefore, Eivorim or Pedorim is an Avodah Tameh, and the Trumas Hadeshin is an Avodah Tameh. But, that zicher shnei sidur shnei gzirei eitzim is zicher the gemar of the sidur of atzei amaroche. So mameila that way, one is bayim, one is belayla. That doesn't make it an avodah tama. So mameila, and that was pshat in the gemara's kasha. So it was ela kasha. The gemara said, "Oy, it's not effect of zera good the kasha." So the gemara said, "Ain chanami takamir deke kasha," and we have to make a different. Girsin Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never was mechayev azor besidur atzei maroche. Rabbi Yochanan was only mechayev azor besidur shnei gzirei eitzim. That's considered avodah tameh. Maskif lo rove. Now we're going to go back. So we had a new mahalach over here, and in Rabbi Zeirer's kasha. Maskif lo rov, and now we're going to have an ikeda amri in rov's kasha. In this loshen rov had gefrekt an andere kasha. Maskif lo rov, vetiboy pious. Kolze mi ikeda amri delel. This is also an ikeda amri. Rov asked a different kasha. According to this loshen, rov asked a different kasha. Ikeda amri lishna achrine ba'at kafte de rove. According to the Ikeda amri, rove asked a different kasha. Baha.
the lelish nekame leiporich kihoch. According to the first losh, he never asked the kasha yefisu lo bifnei atzmo. The Rav asked the kasha should be that since azor is chayiv misha sheva bezundere pais. Hainu mishum. But now he asked such a kasha. Hainu mishum dohoche mashmalom. The koma mishum shehi avoida tamo she'eina cheo avoida lo'ilom. That this is unique. This is a up. You're finished when a person does this avoida. It's finished. Because halke daitoch tavke avoida hadoyme lo she'eina cheo avoida bishum pam boy bayoy. So memele. And that's such a case as always chayiv misa alachi porich, and that kiven the chshuve kol kach is yofisu lo bifnei atzma. So this is real choshev. That means this is you finished. This is like gemara avoda yofisu lo bifnei atzma. V'hainu dikaporich. So here Rav asked a new kasha. You could, more couldn't bring the baraisa. Oh, the baraisa says that you're mefayis on the. Your mefayis and the avoides and the shnei gzirei etzim together with the tumas hadesh. Rav asked a different kasha. This is an avoide tamo. This is a memela. It deserves a special pious. Ba'ainug de kaporich lememre da avoide tamo. Shemei oilom ein avoide achreo boi pious. Olav achiloi. Now we'll understand the next kasha, which Rashi was also moichik. This is a kasha and rove. The zimnin shenasin balayla. The zimnin shenasin balayla. Yesh achreim trumes adeshen. It could be that this isn't. It could have trumes adeshen afterwards. Again, this is ma'en we had before on Taisvis. So that is showing us that sometimes when they're together, so it has a continuation with the Tumas Adeshen. Is loyli boy pious, so shouldn't have a pious bifnei atzmon. We'll see later in Taisvis that Evorim Bepidorim do have a pious bifnei atzmon. It's not a real avoida tama, because sometimes you first makter, at night you makter Evorim Bepidorim, and then right afterwards you make Tumas Adeshen. Mishani soif avoided the imomeninu. Affliction nasin belaylo. Affilu when you made the actor at night and you made the trumas adeshen and I lo shaykhalu trumas adeshen kitabirashti lael. Affilu both are at night, but this is a gmar avoided. The trumas adeshen is no shaykhis at all with the avoided of a vorm of dor. Verei trumas adeshen. Nehei de zimne loy havi heitzo basro. You told me, good, sometimes mikomokim kiven der shahoyu tzrichen, I might seen hache trumas adeshen, but when they did need it, they did need kedachsiv bosar harome, poshet as begot blosh begor macherem. Poitzi es adeshen, im kein lav avoide tami, do la mikri avoide tami avoide shein ache avoide loyum kedafrishis. And here, sometimes, you could make, that means that sometimes it seems there is some type of continuity between the Heitzor Sadeshin and the Tumas Sadeshin, because the Pasuk says that, Oposhet is Begodov, Olovash Begodov, Mechameitzi Sadeshin, after the Harom, it says you should make Heitzor. So Memele, so this is not an avoid Tamo Gemura. So Memela, so why is there a bezundere pious on Trumas Hadeshin? Mishanim Shemaisa Shoya, Kach Nirili Leforish Gilsa Sesva, Mi Rashi Le Goroslai, Lefi Masha Pi Rashi Le Yikshe Masha Hikshe Rashi. So Rashi's Kasha is not Shver. Afanan Nami Tanino, Ve Ilu Shnegzirim Leik Toni. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that Shnei Gzirim is an Aveda Tame, because Shnei Gzirim is Balayla, and the Arichas HaNesachim is Bayoim. So Alma Aveda Slayla Nina. פתח תייסבס, ואף על גב דחסיב בבויקר בבויקר, פתח תייסבס, אמן, how could you bring it up, גן צפלפול, את שני גזירים, את נעבי דס לילה, את זה אופן את הפוסק, את שבי בבויקר, יש לו אם הכיוון דחסיב בבויקר, בבויקר, את ראי זימני, נאמו, תן בויקר לבוקרי של לילה. So we can say one boiker is coming to be magdam. It doesn't have to be mamish ba boiker. It could be ba laila. So that is the shakla v'taya in the Gemara. Now Tais is going to have a new mahalach in Rove and what the Gemara answered on Rove's kasha. Yofisu lo bifnei atzmo. Rove had asked a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, if you'll tell me that shnei gzirei eitzim is avoida, tamo, gmure, that means this is an avoida slayla. So therefore, he asked the kasha, it should have a pious bifnei atzma. Given the avoida tamehi, the avoida slayla hi, the avoida stomit, shein avoida sayoim loy shaychala, the ariches hanesochim, which was from the tomit, is no shayches. So Memele, so Rove asked Akasha Rabbi Yochanan, therefore you should have a special pious for Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. This is a, something special, a real Avodah Tame, so needs a pious Bifnei Atzma. Fraktoisvis. Now, why did Rove chepa only with Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't ask Akasha on Zrike? Hodoloi porech mizrike, da avoide tami, vein mefisin lo bifnei atzma. That means, if Rove held that a real avoide tami deserves a besondere pious. So, memele fektach teisves, zrike is lochei a real avoide tami, you finish the dam, you finish the avoide sadam, and it doesn't have a besondere pious, mi sheichet, mi das, mi zeirik, and yeva, you have this is in the second pious. And he didn't have a besondere pious. Yesh loima, emphatisvis. Nehei de einach reo avoido. Lefi shak toras emurim shachel loima akvi. Since Aktores Emurim is not Ma'akev, and I think you need a Dalet over here, the Zimnin Delese, ki goin shen nitmu Emurim oisha ofdu, that means when the Emurim will be lost or nitmu, so then Taki, you're right, then you were finished with the Kolben after the Zrike, aber mikol mokim kiven dechi isnu, but if you have Emurim, Ma'akvi, Dach Metaisis means Ma'akvi, the Gemara says in Talmud Nishchat, that the Haktoras Emurim is Ma'akiv the Achilas Kahanim, and in Kozman there's no Achilas Kahanim, there's no Kapore, Kahanim Oichel Mabailim is Kaprim, is Leichshive Zrike Avoide Tame Kolkach Lohofes Lobifnei Atzma. Yeah. So Taisva says that Zrike is worse than Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is, that's an Avoda Tame, that ends the Avoda Salaila, and that's an Avoda Tame which deserves a pious Bifnei Atzma. Zrike, if there wouldn't be any Emurim, you're right, that's also an Avoda Tame. But if there are a murim, so the Gmar Kapora did not come about yet. You have to be makter the murim, and the kahanim have to eat the basar, and kahanim oichel, and the bailam is kaprim. So memele, so the Gmar Kapora did not come till after the aktoras emurim. So that's not called a real avoide tame. So therefore, you can make a pious with other things. Ulahochi, now there's another guy's over here. Ulahochi loy porich verei trumes adeshen. Therefore, the Gemara did also not ask, why doesn't trumes adeshen need a pious person? Why didn't Rove ask on trumes adeshen? Rove only chepped with Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rabbi ask on Trumas Hadashin? Hochi loy porich. Barei Trumas Hadashin, the Afor gav doitzoes Hadashin, she achre zimnen de lesse. That means sometimes there's no eitzoes Hadashin. So memele, so this is take the avoid the gemar avoid in the deshin. Aber mikol mokim, kiven de zimnen de ise loy mechshev lahofis lobef neatzmai ke de frishis bezrike. That is true, but there is sometimes when we're not finished with the avoidis adeshin with the trumen. So that means, so to be deserving of a pious bifnei atzma, the only avoide that Rove saw that should be chayv a pious bifnei atzma, that's shnei gzireyetzim, that's finished avoides halayla, we're finished and there's nothing more to do. That's that deserve a pious bifnei atzma. But trumas adeshim, since when you make kaitzos adeshim, so you're doing more with the deshin. Yeah, this is not called a real avoda tame. It's called an avoda tame to be mechayev misef azor, but it's not called a real avoda tame to be mechayev a pais b'fnei atzma. Inami, now Tosis wants to say a different teretz. The first teretz was because zrike is not called an avoda tame because what if the emurim are around? Nami yeshloi meshani zrike sheyesh achre avoda boi bayoim. Could be, forget about the Ketores Emurim. There's other avoidas afterwards, the Nisach Hayayin, there's the Mincha, there's a lot of avoidas afterwards. So Memele, so Zrike is not called a real Gemar avoida. Masha'ein kein besidor shne gzirim, she'ein oid avoida kol alayla. Means shnei gzire, that's the end of the avoda. This ends everything. We're finished for the night. Next day is a new day. So memele. That was pshat in Rove's kasha. Rove held that such an avoda, which is mamish the gemar, such an avoda lemaise should be zoichet apayis bifneiat. V'im taima frektach taisvis. So it comes out, now we whittle down, that the only avoide that Rove asked Akasha was on shnei gzirei eitzim. That's, there's no avoide afterwards, so memele, that deserves a piece bifnei atzma. Frektach taisvis v'im taima k'teires lemaise has a pious bifnei atzma. The third pious is k'teires, and it was only k'teires. Fraktachtaisus, if we're saying now that when is one deserving to an avoida bifnei atzma, only, well, when is one deserving to a pious bifnei atzma, if it's a real gemar avoida, is kivin the yesh achre avoida boi bayoim. There's more avoidus after the test. Amayim afaisim la bifnei atzma. So why is there taka abazundere pais? Yeshloimel shani k'teires. K'teires, you know why there's a special pais? Not because k'teires is a miyuchistik avoidus. No, mishum de boi kol shaita chadoshim. Because you have to make a special avoid. You can't add on other avoidas to this pious. Because k'teires, you needed chadoshim for this pious. So memele, if you need chadoshim, and all other avoidas, you don't need chadoshim. So that's why, else the process of elimination, you had to make a special pious for k'teires. Not else the chshivas of the avoida of k'teires. No, outs, because there's nothing else to add on to this pious. Umeike da amri ad yafisa lo bifnei atzma, avi akoil meike da amri. That means this is all the ike da amri, that there was a whole, the new mahalach abzeres takashini rabbi de tame. And Rove asked if this is called a real avoda tame, oy bazoy, you should have a pais bifnei atzma. Va'ata narze l'siyume de la'el, mikoyach kushe de Rove, de porch lefisa lo bifnei atzma, ele yitma hochi yitma mavasa mabichna zol shesidish negzirim chayvim neishu avoda sayyim ke de la'el. Now, just let us say, Taisvis had a new mahalach in this whole sugya. Taisvis said that Rove asked a bomb from Akasha. Rove asked Akasha according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is considered a real avodah tame. So Iba Zoi, it should be chayiv with a new pious. So what's the teretz for this kasha? Yefaisu lo bifnei atzmo. Elo, this is the Marsha's Girsa, which is according to Taisvis, Kidda Omrinon. You're right, the Tamir de Kekasha Rove, therefore we can't be goyres. That Rabbi Yochanan said Yechayiv Misa because it's an Aveda Tame. If that would be true, it would be an Aveda Slayla. So then Lemaisa, you need the pious Bifnei Atzma. Elikidom Rin in the first Loshen. That Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you know why Yezor is Chayiv Misa? Because it's an Aveda Shoyim. So now that's how Taisus learns Pshat in the Sugya. The Gemara goes back, and that's what Taisa says over here. Ele yitma hachi yitma maravasim rabbi yechen in zon shesidu shnei gzirim chayim neshi avoidis yom kidele el. That, al shashas marich l'dak yitjoyse b'milsei derovet.